Good morning, everybody, in the name of Jesus. Please, can you look around and see if your neighbor is in the house? Or maybe the person is trapped under the rain. Exchange your Christian greetings. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe, please, are you hearing me? You can hear me. Wave your hands. Oh, very good. Hallelujah. We started a subject, a topic last Sunday, and I'm sure a good number of us was in the last Sunday school. So please, if you are there, if you were there, can you tell me what our subject of discussion was? And that should be done very fast. If you know it, you raise your hand so that I'll be convinced that I spoke to us. Please give her.
The principle of acceptable service to the Lord.
Is she correct? Is she correct? Very correct. A clap offering. Just a way of refreshing our memory. Let me hear one or two persons tell me one from the men's side and one from the women's side. One principle that can help us make our services acceptable unto the Lord. From the men this time around. One. If you get it, I'll give you a recharge card of 200 naira. Number one principle, my brother, God bless you. Rescue the man.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One of the principles is that you must be called by God.
Hallelujah. That's perfect. Number two, from the women's side, if you like, consult your book. No problem. Yes, there's a hand up there. Principle number two.
Praise the Lord. Obedience to the word of God.
Obedience to the word of God. And she's very correct. A clap offering unto this bright student. Praise the Lord, church. Let's go into the matter proper this morning. We spoke extensively on what service is all about. We defined it just like refreshing you for the benefit of those who were not here last Sunday. Service is an action of helping or doing work for someone. And definition number two, we say it also means work done or resources provided. And the third one, we say it can also mean routine maintenance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, and we go by the way of preamble, telling us that it is services that necessitates servanthood. And if there is no service to render, there won't be any need for servanthood. Praise the Lord. Until there is a need for service, there won't be any need for servanthood. And unless the service is done properly and acceptably, it is not a service at all. It is therefore an effort in futility. Praise the Lord. So if you are not here, these are some of the things we spoke about last Sunday. Last Sunday. So today, we will be going into the part two of the message. And I wouldn't want to waste our time so much. You can go to the archive, you can go to the media and get the message about the part one of principles of acceptable services unto the Lord. Like number one, we have already said it in the congregation. He is the one who calls his servants. Number two, God reveals himself to those he called. And those God reveals himself to them, they must be very obedient. Of course, obedient is the clarion of your services to be accepted by the Lord. Praise the Lord. So today, we will be going into the part two of this message. Praise the Lord. I told us that I'll be telling us the reason for this message, and that's the part two. You can see it in the screen. Reason for this teaching. Hallelujah. The reason for this teaching is very, very important that you know it. Because except that you know why you are serving, you will misbehave and do anything you like and think you are rendering a service. Meanwhile, the service is not acceptable by the person you are trying to serve. Praise the Lord. So we therefore say, we see the importance of telling us the reason for this teaching. Now, the reason is because in this age, too many people want to be seen, called, and answered. The reason is because too many people want to be seen, called, and answered the title, Man of God. Too many people want to be addressed as Man of God. A lot of people want to bear the title servant. In fact, they have excluded servant of God. They want to go by the most pronounced title, Man of God. So, and as a result, they have attributed to themselves titles, both traditional titles, political titles, and ecclesiastical titles. A lot of attachment to their names, and have succeeded in intimidating the flock, which the Bible is against. I repeat, the reason for this teaching is because in this age, so many people want to be addressed as men of God. They want to be called rabbi. In short, they are no longer contented with that title, Man of God. They want to be addressed as His Holiness. They want to be addressed as Most Holiness, Chief and Chiefest Apostles. And you know the Bible is against it. That is why we must look into this message very critically and know what God is looking for in His service. As we can see in the book of Matthew 23, verse 5, that the Lord is against such titles, whether ecclesiastical or political or traditional. So, verse 5, but all their works they do to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost room at the feast, and the chief sits in synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men. What? I'm not hearing you. To be called of men, what? Rabbi. But let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. But be ye not called rabbi, for one is your master. In other words, the interpretation of rabbi means master. Even who? Christ. And all ye are what? All ye are what? So if you call me Brother Chidedu, I will reject it. Because of ego. Because unless you address me with such intimidating titles, I will not be contented. So if you call me Brother Chidedu, it will reduce my leg, Abi. No, it will take away the wisdom of God from me. Is he going to remove my shoe? Listen, the simpler the title, the better it is. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, you look the story of David in the battlefield. The Bible said that David came to the scene of the battle and Saul accosted him saying, young man, you are still very young. You cannot fight this battle. The person you are trying to fight is an experienced soldier. He has fought so many battles, so you cannot. But if you insist, I'm going to dress you up. So Saul took his war attire and wore it on David. And David could not even move a step. David tried to move, but the attire of Saul was so strange to him. And he said, take away this, for I cannot do with this attire. Praise the Lord. It's a very clear scenario. Very clear. And David could not. The same thing is applicable by the time so many of these servants that the Lord has not chosen have accrued to themselves titles, they will end up tying themselves like a torture stick. They tie themselves with a title. They cannot study. They are only interested in what men call them. They are interested in the reverence that people reverence them, but they are not interested in what their master is saying. That is why it becomes so important that we look at this subject critically. What the Lord needed in his service. Praise the Lord in his ministry. Amen. So it is because this age, too many people want to be seen and called men of God. And as a result, they have acquired to themselves titles, traditional titles in the pulpit, political titles in the pulpit, like doctors, doctors of this, doctors of that. And permit me to tell you, they are now taking the title, traditional titles in the pulpit. How do I know? Those who did their end of the year thanksgiving with cow and the rest of them are now taking the title of Ogwefi in the Lord. Ogwefi in the Lord, because they were able to provide one cow in their thanksgiving. And that is against the Bible. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 15. Revelation 2, verse 15. So has thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. And the Bible is advising that whosoever that is involved in this mess should repent, as I will come unto thee quickly and we fight against them with the sword of my mouth. The doctrine of Nicolaitan is the doctrine that makes the person standing, the person teaching, the preacher, the Lord. And the people on the pew are nobody. Can I ask us a simple question? If you are not seated in the congregation now, who will I be talking to? Whom will I be talking to? So what makes me more relevant than you? Every rich man is empowered by the poor man. Every rich man is empowered by the poor. Hallelujah. So it is you and I that makes the church. The grace I am operating is a grace. And when you understand it to be grace, you cannot puff up with it. Praise the Lord. So they are there answering names, and those names have intimidated the church. You cannot approach the servant of God. You cannot approach him. You cannot talk to him as a result of the titles they put on themselves. That is why it becomes very important that we discover exactly what the Lord is looking for in his service. Praise the Lord. So let's go on. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 5, that is where we get this message from, where we got this message from. Luke 17, 5. Listen, church, we are going into the business proper. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the law say, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him, by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and guard thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Do he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. But he, so likewise he, when ye shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. With this scripture, if I don't say anything, if you Google it by the revelation of God, you will understand where I'm going to. But let's go. Listen, though so many people are spoiling the ministry of Jesus, those that he did not call, those that call God by themselves, those that are not obedient to the commandment of Christ, those who are not following the foundation laid by the apostles, though many of them are messing it up, there are still some people who had the burden of the ministry of Jesus Christ at heart. Amen, church. So, and these people came to Jesus with a question saying, Lord, increase our faith, because the way I am looking at my ministry, it is appealing to me like I am missing it, Lord. And that could be as a result of me not having enough faith. It could be that my faith is not enough. I am not doing the miracles I'm supposed to do. In short, my church is not growing. In short, I don't know if I am on the right track. And I am not saying any other thing other than maybe my faith is not much, it's not big enough. Lord, increase my faith. Praise the Lord. Today's Sunday school will be very brief because it's a summary. But if you pay attention, you will catch what I'm saying in 1 second. And then I will go to my hiding place. Listen. They say, Lord, increase our faith. I don't know what is happening. I am not getting it right. Maybe it's because of lack of faith. Look at what Jesus said that baffles me. Jesus told the disciples. Let's read again. Verse 6. But under the law said, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted into the sea, and it shall obey you. Look at the answer of Jesus. When Jesus gave this answer, my spirit was not satisfied. Until he began to speak to me in verse 7. But let me explain this. Jesus said, you that is looking for an increase of faith so that you can do your ministry. Listen. Listen. Your faith is not until it is as mountainous as Kilimanjaro Mountain before you can do the ministry acceptably. I was thinking that Jesus was going to tell them the reason why you are failing in the ministry and the reason why your services are not accepted in the ministry is because you lack faith. I was thinking that Jesus was going to tell them you are going to fast 100 days. 100 days. And that must be done under the sun. You should not go to any place that you'll be covered. You must stay under the sun. I was thinking that Jesus was going to tell them the reason why you are not succeeding in the ministry is because you don't have Bible school certificate. I was thinking that Jesus was going to tell them, this is that, regarding the increase of faith. Listen, I was thinking that Jesus is going to tell them, you must do something to build your faith. Like what they are teaching now. They say if you want to charge yourself, you must speak in tongue. You must speak in tongue at least for 1 hour. Giving the Holy Ghost time on how to use you. Praise the Lord, church. Sorry, am I talking to her this morning? Pay attention. See, I was thinking that, like what I just said, somebody came up in my former place and posted in the Facebook, we are going on a tongue challenge. A tongue challenge. How many of us can come up? Let us speak in tongue for at least 2 hours, non-stop. And he posted it, let us indicate. When I saw it, I said, child, devil has eaten deep into the church. So I was thinking that Jesus was going to tell them, you have to speak in tongue. Like the 1 hour, beloved pastor and brother Uzoma spoke the other time. They began to compete. I can hear Uzoma charge in the with a high velocity. And I trust our pastor, he could not give up. It was like a double challenge. I don't know what to compare it to. Where somebody will come up and begin to speak, Urobo Skata Isekiri, Suzuki, Yamaha. In short, those things, they are unspeakable. You cannot forge it. Okoko Yanoba, Akowonjo and Egbeda. Is that tongue? You fabricated it and you are telling me to come up and challenge 2 hours. If he's hearing me now, he will say, because I know they speak in tongue. Are they speaking tongue? Yes, you know, go hear my own tongue. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I was thinking that Jesus was going to give those analysis, such teaching, that the reason why you are not succeeding is because you don't have faith, is because you don't speak in tongue, is because you don't have Bible school certificate, is because you don't have bicep. In short, you are too short. The ministry you are called into, your size has downgraded you. I was thinking that Jesus was going to say some of those things. But listen, Jesus says something, which is the reason for this message. Verse 7. Luke chapter 17, verse 7. Praise the Lord. He said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you will command this mountain to be taken to yonder place and it will obey you. But, in other words, there is a but in your service. It is not that you don't have faith, but there is a but in your service. And until that but is removed in every one of our services unto the Lord, our service will not be accepted. Jesus wanting to answer them, he said, but how can he begin a statement, a different paragraph with but? But how many of you, what's the reading? But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding a cattle, we say unto him, by and by. Sorry, you know, when Jesus was saying to these people, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thrown into the yonder place. And I was a bit confused, because none of those things that I thought that Jesus was going to say, he didn't say any of them. So I began to ask myself, so do you know that a lot of people who are manifesting faith, demonstrating power, miracles, so many of them are not well educated. They are not well educated. So Jesus is not capitalizing your acceptance of services by your education and by your doctorate degree. But he said in verse 7, but, church, what is that but? Let's read now.
Which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding a cattle, will say unto him, by and by, when he's come from the field, go and sit down and eat. Sit down to meat. This is where the problem is. A servant wanting to eat before his master eats. Servants wanting to eat before his master. When his master has not eaten, it's a boss that makes our services unacceptable before God. Praise the Lord, church. Do you know who you are? That's the question. A servant wanting to get satisfied when his master has not tasted the meal. Am I talking to us this morning? But how many of you we have a servant? Once he comes from the field and we say, you are just coming. Okay now. Even bow before the servant and say, ah, you just did it. Go and eat. Jesus said, I throw not. Verse 7. Jesus said, I throw not. In other words, I don't think. It's unacceptable. I don't believe it. It's not part of the bargain. Verse 7. Luke 17, verse 7. We're still reading. Verse 7, please. But which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he's come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And we not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and guard thyself and serve me. Church, until the master has eaten, no servant is qualified to sit down and eat. Until the master has eaten, no servant is qualified to near the table. Jesus was very serious about it. Why is a servant wanting to be more popular than the master? Why the servant want to be known when his master has not been introduced? That's the problem. If you look at our ministries, the first thing we will do, even when we had no member, when the church is just at the incubator, what we will see is billboard with fine suits of the so-called general overseer. I use their language. Their general overseer. The billboard will present the man so handsome, and then the mother of the church will now be at the back, hanging her shoulder on the back of the man. And what you see is Obuefi and Sons Company Limited, aka Church of Wonders. That's the problem. Have they introduced Jesus? Has them made the master known to the world? The commission was, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to all nations. And whosoever that believeth, the same should be baptized. Mark 16:16. Let's read it.
Mark 16, verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized, let's read 15 down. 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So you are permitted to preach to goats. You are permitted to preach to horses, cows. So don't tell me that you don't know who to preach to. He said, unto every creature, anything that has the breath of life. You are permitted to ask, goat, have you heard about Jesus? He's the savior of the world. And you go your way. You don't, because two of you are not speaking the same language. Whether he answers you yes or not is none of your business. And preach the gospel to all creatures. And he that believeth, he that accepted your gospel and is baptized, your baptism is a sign that you believe the gospel. If you believe the gospel and excluded baptism, you have not believed it. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So what is the need of you printing a poster of the church that is still in incubator? Introducing yourself before the master is introduced is not acceptable in the ministry of the Lord Jesus. Servants getting more popular than their master. Servants getting richer than Jesus is not acceptable. Servant satisfied when the Lord is still hungry is not acceptable. The bought in our services must be removed. Do you know why Jesus was angry? Cursing that tree. Jesus was very hungry. Very hungry. And he came to a supposed servant. A supposed church. Who is supposed to make everything available for the master to eat. Everything available for the master's satisfaction. Everything to the glory of the master. Jesus came to that church. And that church can be you. It can be me. Hello, church. Hello, church. That tree can be you. It can be me. Jesus is hungry. Came to that church. As you can see, I've been on my way all this time, and as you can see, I'm very hungry. Is there anything in the church? Is there anything in the church? But the whole offering, the whole gifts have been used for his personal gain. And Jesus said, from henceforth, let no man attend your ministry. Church, a word is enough for the wise. But let's read the book of Isaiah chapter 59. From verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But what? But your iniquities are separated between you and your God. And your sins are hid his face from you that he will not hear. Listen. Your service not being accepted by the Lord is not as a result of your little faith. No. But it is as a result that there is a but in your life that you cannot to remove. And Jesus said that his ears are not deaf. His hands are not short. What then limits your ministry, the growth, and your services being accepted by the Lord is there's a spot, there's something Christ has spotted in you, and that thing is called pride.
pride is the reason the hand of God became short. Pride is the reason why the ear of God was deafened. Pride is the reason the power of God was pocketed in our churches. I mean, in general. The Bible says Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But we are not seeing the today in the church. So many churches. We are not seeing the today. So because tomorrow, you can repent today and tomorrow will be better. But today we are not seeing it. The miracles, the power of God, the anointing, the open heavens that is always available, even in the days of Solomon. When the temple of God was dedicated, the cloud of glory came down until no man was able to move. You cannot see one another because God is raw in the church. But the hand of God became short because men want to eat before their master eats. Men want to enjoy when the master have not tasted anything. Servants want to be more popular than their master. What is pushing us to the ministry? To the ministry, if Jesus should weigh us in the scale, you will see very well that the thing that is pushing us is not actually zeal for the Lord. What is pushing us is our stomach. The honorariums. They call it honorarium. I have not seen grammar like that until I come into the church. They call it honorarium. My friend, check it very well. Then they bribe you. Forget the big grammar. When they will come to tell you, you will come to our church, but you will follow our way of preaching. You will teach according to what our daddy told you. So don't deviate. But not somebody like Micaiah. Praise the Lord. There are still Micaiahs who will tell you, don't invite me. Because if you call me, is what the Lord put in my heart that I will say. Praise the Lord. You want me to call the names of Micaiahs? You know them. There are many. In this church, we have too many Micaiahs. Our daddy, number one. If you call him and give him what to preach, he will tell you are not Holy Ghost. So you don't tell a genuine servant of God what to teach. Nobody gave me the handout of what to teach. But you must make your teaching, search it, and ask the Holy Ghost to lead you, and you send it for checks and balances. Praise the Lord. So, for your services to be acceptable unto the Lord, every butt in your ministry must be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's read the book of the same Luke, chapter 17, verse 10, so that you know where your position is. Verse 10. So likewise, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. A servant have nothing to glory of. And that brings me to what I call humble yourself, humbleness. If you are maintaining the role of a servant, you must be humble to the core. Humble. The level of anointing you operate will not enter your head. The gift in you will not enter your head. The money you have will not enter your head. Every money you have in the church belongs to the church. See, I will not be making an overstatement if I say I have seen a ministry that is patterned after Jesus. It's not an overstatement. I don't work. I know too many things. I know. If you want to know, you come closer. I will educate you.
One of those I entered, and when the Lord began to speak to me, we were going on a program, and I know the road to the program. I was one of those that knows the road, and I was going. The so-called general overseer then said, "Let us follow left." I said, "No, now right we go follow." "Let's follow left." I said, "No, now right we go follow." He said, "No, until we follow left." I said, "Lie, we must follow right. Now there we stop. Now there I turn back." And then the vision is very self-explanatory. Where you are going is not where this man is going. Praise the Lord. Church, when you have done that which is expected of you, say, "I am an unprofitable servant." You have nothing to glory of. Listen to me. Christ did not choose you. Christ did not borrow you to use you. He bought you with a price. You are his purchased possession. So, and you cannot tell me how to use my property. Amen, church. You cannot tell me how to use my property. It's mine to use. So I am his purchased possession. Anything that is good for him about me, so be it. Praise the Lord. I know I'm not talking to some people, but if I'm talking to you, can you shout hallelujah? That's enough encouragement. As we end this message here and now, think about your life. The services you are doing, are you doing it to enrich yourself? Remember, there are so many ways of enriching yourself. One of them can be enriching yourself through the offering of the church, through the whole thing. In short, if it does not come to your table, it goes nowhere. And enriching yourself again could mean that you are the Lord instead of Jesus being the Lord. But that is not Christ's way of ministry. For your services to be acceptable unto the Lord, say, when you have done that which is expected of you, that "I am an unprofitable servant." You don't eat until your master has eaten. Remove the pot and your services will be acceptable unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't finish. Hallelujah. I don't finish. So you think about it. Bow down your heads and begin to pray. Think about where you are missing it. Tell the Lord to help you. Tell him to help you. Services will not be in vain.
In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. May we truly serve the Lord acceptably in the name of Jesus Christ. There is the acceptable way of serving God, so that our services will be acceptable. You won't come and say, "Was it not your name I did this?" And you will say, "I didn't know you." It will not be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we clap our hands for that Sunday school teaching? Amen. I heard Brother Chinedu made a statement. He said, When the Bible says we should go and preach to us creatures, it says it includes animals. I hope you will baptize that animal when you finish. I hope you will baptize that animal when you finish preaching. But that is the truth. There are many ways of preaching the gospel. The way to preach the gospel to an animal is to show that animal love. That is the gospel you are preaching. Stop being wicked to animals. While the people kill animals for fun, no, you will not kill any animal for fun. They also have a right to live. God created them. They have a purpose on earth. There's something they are also. God didn't create any animal. No animal created itself. They are part of the ecosystem. They are part of this earth. There are even the bacteria. Whatever it is if they pass their boundary that we say, why you come my side? But show love. He that is that loveth is of God. For God so loved the world that he gave us his son. And you must project that love in the whole of your environment. Wherever you are, you don't show love only to people who are members of your church, members of your family. Is to everyone around. That's the gospel of salvation. It's a gospel of love, mercy, grace. God bless you, Brother Chinedu. That is how we preach that gospel. Praise the Lord. So, but there are some that cannot even show love to human beings. And then they go to church. Even to human beings. Even to church members, even to the person sitting next to you, you cannot show love. Let's start from there. Turn and greet your neighbor. Try and show love to your neighbor here. Now, wherever you are around the world, let me see you. Preach the gospel of love to your neighbor. To your neighbor, to your neighbor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we boldly say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine? Can we boldly say,